Ooh, spooky. It's Amala Epinobi. This is our Halloween episode. It's Friday. It's Fun Friday. We're leading into Halloween this weekend. I figured for Halloween, it would only make sense for me to be Will Witt. So what's up, guys? Will Witt here. I don't like it. Abolish the public schools. All hot takes. Disagree with Amala. Amala giggles a lot. I don't know what else to say. Taylor, what are you for Halloween?
Huh? Did you ask me something?
I did ask you something,
I'm sorry. Let me get the answer here for you. Oh, my name is Brandon.
Oh, my
gosh. That's who I am this year.
That's really weird. I hear you're super famous, Brandon.
This has been a great year for me. Everywhere I go, people are just chanting, "Let's go, Brandon."
Oh, it's my gosh. Best.
So
wow.
I just feel very affirmed. I must be doing a great job.
Wow. I don't even know how your year's going to get any better in the new year with everybody chanting, "Let's go, Brandon." I've been hearing it a lot. You're pretty famous.
I mean, what can I say? People love me. Must love the job I'm doing. There's definitely no sarcasm in this at all. And the mainstream media just keeps on patting me on the back, too. So it's pretty great. So.
I mean, you can't beat that. We also have Will Witt here. What is Will today? He's a skeletal international Prager Force member based on his Prager Force t-shirt that he's got on, which you can get at PragerU.com/shop.
We're trying to decide if it's like a Mortal Kombat thing, because Amala doesn't know this,
no.
But there's a famous game series called Mortal Kombat. And what's the guy's name, the main guy? He's like...
We're asking Scott
kind of riding
reference.
Or something. Yeah, sorry, yeah. Scott. Anyways, he wears a hat like that and is like this badass looking warrior. But
in all
Will's
serious.
A Mortal Kombat guy, or maybe he
right.
protested in communist China and is now facing the consequences and got neutralized by the government.
Yeah. I mean, in reality, we are pre-filming this. Will is gone. He is out doing what Will does best, filming videos for you guys. We have a couple events out in Florida that are taking up our week, but we needed you to have a Halloween episode. But before we get into it, does anybody even know the history of Halloween? Because I don't. Do you, Taylor?
There are multiple versions, and I don't know. It's like some people claim it's a pagan holiday or a Celtic thing or a Christian Catholic thing. So I don't know. They got like Dia de los Muertos and
right.
all this stuff converges. All I know is the end of October is a creepy time that has to do with like death and ancestors and ghosts and scary stuff. So
super spooky. Well, we got a video from National Geographic that's going to go through the history of Halloween. I think we're all going to learn something here today. And then we're going to get into the Halloween edition of Will and Amala Live. Dun, dun, dun. Here's the video.
From communion with the dead to pumpkins and pranks, Halloween is a patchwork holiday stitched together with cultural, religious, and occult traditions that span centuries. It all began with the Celts, a people whose culture had spread across Europe more than 2,000 years ago. October 31st was the day they celebrated the end of the harvest season in a festival called Samhain. That night also marked the Celtic New Year and was considered a time between years, a magical time when the ghost of the dead walked the earth.
It was the time when the veil between death and life was supposed to be at its thinnest.
On Samhain, the villagers gathered and lit...
First of all, Taylor, you were right. Celtic. It's pretty good. Pretty smart guy.
Yeah, well, you know. I've actually like looked into this a few times over the years. Like I remember in middle school or something, they taught us this. And then you always look back on Wikipedia or whatever. But
right.
even though you keep learning it over and over again, like I feel like it's still not clear to me what Halloween is. Like he's even like with him laying this out right now, I'm like, okay, so it's like a Celtic thing, but it's about the
right.
death and life and.
Right. Just ritualistic things
yeah.
is what I'm hearing so far. Also pretty, are you easily spooked?
No.
Okay. I am, but more so when it's like a real life problem, which we'll get into our scary stories from 2021 here shortly. But let's keep watching. Let's learn more about Halloween.
Huge bonfires to drive the dead back to the spirit world and keep them away from the living. But as the Catholic Church's influence grew in Europe, it frowned on the pagan rituals like Samhain. In the 7th century, the Vatican began to merge it with a church-sanctioned holiday. So November 1st was designated All Saints Day, to honor martyrs and the deceased faithful.
Both of these holidays had to do with the afterlife and about survival after death. It was a calculated move on the part of the church to bring more people into the fold.
All Saints' Day was known then as Hallowmas. Hallow means holy or saintly. So the translation is roughly Mass of the Saints. The night before, October 31st, was All Hallows' Eve, which gradually morphed into Halloween. The holiday came to America with the wave of Irish immigrants during the potato famine of the 1840s. They brought several of their holiday customs with them, including bobbing for apples and playing tricks on neighbors.
And they say white people have no culture. You can thank the old potato famine Irish.
They brought the Halloween right over from the motherland.
Yes, they did, didn't they?
Along with a pot of gold.
Let's keep watching.
Like removing gates from the front of houses. The young pranksters wore masks so they wouldn't be recognized. But over the years, the tradition of harmless tricks grew into outright vandalism.
Back in the 1930s, it really became a dangerous holiday. I mean, there was such hooliganism and vandalism. Trick-or-treating was originally an extortion deal. Give us candy or we'll trash your house.
Are you kidding me? Are you telling me that Halloween is the most boss mob story of all time?
Sounds like living in California. Comply with my mandates or I'll take away your freedom.
No, but that's kind of baller. Like a bunch of little kids just put on masks and they're like, let's prank people. And then your prank became one of the biggest holidays of American tradition.
It's pretty impressive, yeah.
It's pretty baller. We're almost done with this video here, guys.
Storekeepers and neighbors began giving treats or bribes to stop the tricks, and children were encouraged to travel door to door for treats as an alternative to troublemaking. By the late 30s, trick or treat became the holiday greeting.
What? That's actually crazy. You just intimidated enough people in this country for them to be like, yo, I'm just going to give you your own holiday. I'll give you candy.
Yeah,
just
kids held the entire country hostage and to get treats. Or did the kids get, they got assuaged or they got manipulated out of, you know, being hooligans, as this video characterized? Who really lost in this situation? Or was it a tie? There's no more tricks from the kids and they get the treats.
These are very valid questions, Taylor.
Unless you don't give the kid treats and then they do mischief. Did you ever do mischief on Halloween growing up?
No, never really? At all. I've known kids that like toilet papered people's houses or like threw eggs and things like that. Never participated. Goody two shoes over here.
Yeah, me neither.
You?
No, I'm actually like, you know, my parents were not the most enthusiastic Halloween people.
Okay.
We went to like Hallelujah Night at church instead.
Gotcha. Right,
but
right.
I did have some neighborhood kids that were hooligans, mischievous, and my parents did let us go trick-or-treating, so I'd link up with them, and we would go, like, you know, trade costumes around the corner and hit the house that was giving away king-size candy bars, like, multiple times.
Wow.
We would take, if they gave us apples or something, you'd go and, like, smash their little miniature pumpkins on the street.
Nothing but tomfoolery like and scalawaggery.
And we did roll people's houses and stuff, too, but anyways. It's all part of it, though. It's all part of fun stuff. Those are
you
great
know,
memories.
Yeah, you just consign. You just know that day is going to be a day
of
horsing around. Yeah. I don't know why I feel the need to use all these old-timey terms because I feel like we just watched that video and now I have to. But anyways.
That's interesting.
It is very interesting.
I mean, I actually learned something from that video, and hopefully you did too, about the history of Halloween. So it was like a Celtic thing that they brought over.
Yes.
But before they came over, the church, like,
incentivized
their
it.
Like harvest festival
right.
that was kind of pagan and was like, no, make it a Christian thing. So celebrate saints that passed away. And so Hallows Eve. Anyway, it makes sense to me now. I'll probably forget this by this time next year.
Right.
But, you know.
Like a year from now, we're just going to rewatch the same 3-minute video on Will and Amla Live to re-educate ourselves about what Halloween is actually, where Halloween is actually from.
You know.
But Taylor and I both love Halloween.
We do.
It's a prime time of year for us, hence the red lights, hence the orange lights for Taylor, and this beautiful
hence
PowerPoint.
Hence the very elaborate costume that I put together.
Yes, yes. Very elaborate Brandon costume. Very elaborate endless white boy summer Will Witt costume that I made for you guys. And our interim Will Witt while Will is away. Beautiful, beautiful. But I also made a PowerPoint for you guys. Let's take a look at this. Will and Amala, Halloween edition. Let's get right into it. This is going to be a very fun, just evergreen episode.
I didn't know you had such Halloween. Good graphic design skills, Amala.
You know, I in no way, shape, or form imported this from somebody who has already made this template. I created this myself. Hand drawings, actually.
Hey, chestnut checkers.
Chestnut checkers. Let's get into it here. Spooky. What's the scariest thing about the state of America right now? We had to get a little bit of politics, a little bit of culture in this PowerPoint, but I promise we're going to get more to Halloween
stuff.
I
thought you said this was going to be a fun episode.
It is going to be a fun episode, but we got to be real for a second here. Spookiest thing about the state of America right now? This is a hard one to answer. You have to really prioritize.
First of all, there's so much. Yeah, there's so much to be concerned about, mm-hmm. to be honest. But I would say, and this is, you said this earlier this week on a show, but the collapse of a respect for the truth.
Mm.
And, you know, it's like, it's no longer one set of ideas versus another set of ideas. It's people who want power at any cost against people who still care about facts and still care about truth. And that to me is like the fact that I can stare you in the face with facts and science and rational arguments that refute what you're trying to push on me through tyranny, and you don't care.
Right.
That terrifies me. That's literally the scariest thing.
Yeah, once you've abandoned truth, it's gone. Like, there's nothing else you can do. There's no recovering from that. I don't know how you reinvigorate truth in a society that doesn't have it anymore, especially when we get into the vein of censoring things and not publishing certain books and all that sort of stuff. It's like, once that's gone, it's pretty spooky.
So is that your answer too?
No, I'm going to switch my answer. I want to give a different answer, although that is pretty strong. That's a pretty strong answer. I'm going to go ahead and say that at this very moment, vaccine mandates are the scariest thing about the state of America, at least where I'm at right now. And if we go down this route a little bit further, separating people into first class and second class citizens, super spooky. Super spooktober, guys.
Do
you have your papers? And it was one thing, because while we're doing this job here at PragerU, which oftentimes is demoralizing because we hear a lot of really sad stories, a lot of really frustrating stories about what's going on right now, but we were always able to lead our normal lives outside of that. Like, we could find solace in the fact that we could go to a bar or a restaurant together or the beach or a sporting event or go to the movies, and that's under threat right now. It may be the case that we can't do those things anymore. So now we are quite literally just living in the work that we do, which is a tough thing to have in anybody's life. In anybody's life where work is all that you do and that's just your entire life, it's very, very difficult. You have to find avenues outside of that to sort of express yourself and do other things that are not related to what we talk about every day. And now we're trying to...
Well, I think that the two things are linked together between the mandates that we're seeing and my concern for a lack of people who care about the truth.
Right.
If you don't care about the truth, then you're not going to investigate whether the mandates that are being passed down actually have a firm basis in reason or science. You're just going to mindlessly go along with whatever the government or those in charge tell you, or the quote unquote experts tell you that this is absolutely needed.
Yeah.
And if you really value the truth, you're not just going to mindlessly comply. You're going to think for yourself, and you're going to really investigate whether those claims have merit and whether them taking away your freedom is actually justifiable. And I don't believe it is.
Yeah, it's true. What I'm talking about with the mandates is just a symptom of the larger disease of just not valuing objectivity or truth anymore, which is super scary, which leads me to our next question. What is scarier? What year is scarier, guys? And you can answer this down in the chat below. Also, after this show ends, put a comment explaining what year you chose and why. Here's the question. Which year is scarier, 2020 or 2021? And just to remind you, 2020, we went through the George Floyd riots. We went through, what else was a... Well, obviously, we went through the election and all that fun stuff that happened around 2020.
The COVID-19 genesis of the pandemic.
Yeah, we went through the actual... coming to fruition with COVID-19, the actual release of the information, COVID-19, the initial lockdown and all of that. And 2021, we're sort of getting through the ramifications of all that. And also a resurgence in wokeism that is unlike anything we've seen before. So which is scarier, 2020 or 2021? Because 2020 laid the groundwork for 2021.
Right. And I mean, in 2020, to be fair, it was much more... I mean, on its face, it looks scarier because mm-hmm. you have half the country, cities on fire from protests, and right. you have an unprecedented amount of violence. You have a massive spike in murders. You have yeah. it was a terrifying year, but and then it was also an election year on top of all that, and tensions yeah. so high. And but honestly, I think this is actually pretty easy for me, and I would say I'm more frightened by the developments that we're seeing this year mm-hmm. in terms of tyranny, in terms of people's lack of concern for the truth, in terms of just the willingness of people to mindlessly go along with tyranny and the people's failure to value freedom and respect it for others, and what it's really saying about just where we are as a society and a culture right now, that is far more alarming to me than any more of the, you know, it was more visible last year, more right. like in your face, but yeah, I would say like actually stripping away my freedoms when you don't necessarily mm. need to, and with no end in sight for when I get them back, that is pretty terrifying. And I would say even more terrifying than buildings on fire.
Man, I don't think I could say it any better than that. Yeah, I mean, and you got to experience actually the bulk of the Black Lives Matter riots with a store that you were near.
I forgot you were in rural Florida. Yeah, so you probably
I didn't see any of it. Nothing. Mm. I saw a few like protests that happened in downtown Orlando and in the Tampa area where people just blocked off the highways, but nothing to the tune of breaking into businesses, stealing stuff, burning things on fire. So
I was living right off Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, right near Sunset and Highland. And yeah, there was a shoe store across the street, like one of those, it's called Off Broadway, I think. And for a few nights in a row, I saw streams of people who were coming in systematically, like in caravans of cars, mm-hmm. pouring out of it, breaking down the windows, coming out with armfuls of shoe boxes, rolling out.
Wild.
The police would come, but they were completely overwhelmed because for everywhere that was happening, it was happening in 20 other places around town. And they'd come, and then everyone would scatter, and then they'd catch a few of them, and they'd arrest them, and then they'd hold them for like 20 minutes and book them or whatever, and then release them.
Mm.
And I remember distinctly seeing like 10 people lined up, cuffed on one side of the building. And we're watching this from the balcony of our apartment building because it was that close to us. And I saw people on the other side of the building streaming in and out, still robbing the store that
Gosh.
The police were arrested. It was just like brazen crime. And like everywhere, you remember how everything was boarded up? I mean,
yep.
you don't, probably don't, but like, yeah, businesses were just boarded up for months mm-hmm. afterwards. And just, it was on the news of in Santa Monica, just got completely ransacked. It was a wild time, and yeah, you did not feel safe. I mean, thank God we were in a building where it was like not direct street access. So even though we had a good view of everything, we weren't in any immediate danger. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, I mean, we saw almost like a fight break out on the street, and because someone walked out on the street and like tried to confront them and said, stop stealing this stuff.
Right.
And then they turned on him and almost jumped him, and we had to like scream, stop police. And like it was the craziest thing and stuff I've ever seen.
That is so crazy. I mean, and I still, when I moved here, saw the remnants of that. There were still businesses boarded up. We went through downtown Los Angeles and saw all the businesses still boarded up with their Black Lives Matter fist painted on them, which was wild. And I still agree with you. 2021 is definitely more scary because now it feels like we're on the precipice of something even worse. And this year feels like a tipping point for America and where we're going. And I've seen that violence, the sort of violence that you saw during the riots this year. We were in our office. I was driving to the office when outside Black Lives Matter protesters were blocking off the street. This older lady, maybe in her late 50s, early 60s, got out of her car to stop them from blocking her car, and they assaulted her just right in front of our office. Everybody was seeing it. We got a video film of it for the police officers. Just crazy violence and stuff happening in the streets here, and that was this year. So the remnants of 2021 are creating this horrible, I don't even know what you call it, this horrible turmoil that we're seeing right now in 2021, and it's going to get worse, I think, unfortunately. Yeah.
I think so. These are scary stories.
This is a scary story. I was going to tell some more lighthearted scary stories. Maybe we'll get to that later in the show. But now we're going to get onto some Halloween would you rather. This first one's political. The rest are more Halloween based. Would you rather carry an American flag through Chaz?
Does everyone remember what Chaz was? It was like
the autonomous zone.
Capitol Hill autonomous zone.
Right.
That the far left people, Antifa, whatever, made in, was it in Portland or Seattle?
Yeah.
So it was in Seattle, Yeah, they just took over an entire block or two, and the feckless mayor slash police were just like, okay, I guess you can do that. And it turned into complete chaos. And okay. Anyways, so yeah. Yeah, if you carry an American flag through this, it's an autonomous zone. So technically it was his own country in America. So you're parading the country that they hate right through them.
Yes.
That's pretty dangerous. And I think someone died in there. And like
a little kid did die in Chaz, killed by the security forces created by these autonomous individuals. So their own self-created police force killed a child. And I believe a black child. I need to confirm that, but I believe a black child.
And it existed for all of what, like a couple months or a week or something?
Yeah, a few weeks, I believe. Yeah.
You have all this utopian vision, and it took you 2 months to accidentally murder a child or on purpose. I don't know, but like,
right.
Just goes to show you like what easy it is to take for granted. Oh, if I, like when you did the police simulator, we have a vlog coming out really soon where Amala did a police training simulation. Mm-hmm. And well, Will did it first. And he shot an unarmed man in the police simulation right after the cop told him, if this guy drops his gun, you cannot shoot him. You have to use your hands or create distance or use a taser or something. But your instincts kick in. Anyway, you take for granted how easy it is to be a cop, and then there, lo and behold. So anyways.
So that's what happened in Chaz.
That's what happened in Chaz.
So would you rather carry an American flag through Chaz or make a conservative speech at a leftist campus / university? I know my immediate answer. I would much rather make a conservative speech at a leftist university. At a big, I'll even say a big leftist university, I would much rather do that. Like, you can throw me into like UCF or something like that, and I would much rather be there because they have actual campus security and people looking out for you and protocols and administrators. Chaz had no law enforcement, no nothing. Nobody was looking out for this spot.
Yeah, it seems like a much more dangerous situation. And
right.
After watching your approach to those protesters at that at Winona State last week, I'm inspired, and I feel like I have a game plan. So if I ever find myself in that situation,
I'll give you my playbook.
I'll be like, guys, Amala was saying that, try to like remember your arguments or whatever.
Next, would you rather? This is more Halloween focused. Eat nothing but pumpkin pie for a year, or eat your body weight in candy corn.
And you can't eat anything else until you've eaten your body weight in candy corn.
Yeah, you can't eat anything else until you've eaten the body weight in candy corn. You can't eat anything else until you've eaten pumpkin pie for a year. I'm straight up definitely doing body weight and candy corn.
See, the thing is, could you survive eating nothing but pure sugar for, I mean, however many months it takes to eat your body weight in candy corn? Like, I weigh about 185 pounds. You eat, I don't know how much food you eat in a day. I think it's somewhere around like a pound and a half, 2 pounds of food. Yeah. I don't know. But so that's like, what,
almost
90
a year.
Days, 100 days?
For me, almost a year for me.
So can I eat for 3 months nothing but sugar every day? And that's if you eat a whole pound. Like, that's probably more than you need. I know, that's what I'm saying. So if
logistically, you would die for both of these foods, eating nothing but pumpkin pie for a year.
No, I don't think so. I think pumpkin pie is probably nutritious enough. There's actually like vitamins and stuff in it because it's made from actual pumpkin.
I don't think so.
And there's like cream and a little bit of protein. I don't know.
Maybe.
There's some like stuff in there that it would be more nutritious.
Okay, but what would you rather do? Let's talk about.
Are you just talking about like preference?
Outside of the logistics of dying, let's assume that both of these will kill you, or both of these will not kill you.
Well, I would rather do the candy corn thing because I would get out of it sooner. But
yeah,
but that's the whole question is, will you die from eating nothing but sugar for 3 months? And I really don't know the answer to that question. But like, if you think about it, like a starving person on an island, could you subsist if all you had access to was candy corn? How long could you subsist off of that?
I don't know.
Me either.
Well, I'm not going to try
get
and find
scurvy
out.
Or something.
I'm not going to try and find out. But I think I'm going to go candy corn. It'd be over sooner. I hate pumpkin pie. I hate the taste of pumpkin pie. I'm going to take out the logistics of death. But candy corn, I hate also. But I just feel like it'd be over sooner. And pumpkin pie is so gross. Ugh, I just got chills thinking about eating pumpkin pie for an entire year.
For me, it's purely rational.
Purely rational.
What would help me survive?
Right.
Or how could I survive 3 months on candy corn? If so, yes. If not, then you got to go with pumpkin pie.
What do you think, Will? 100% said candy
corn.
He
had nothing but candy corn, and that's what happened to him.
Fair enough. But he's here today, so who cares? Would you rather never celebrate Halloween again or never celebrate Thanksgiving again? This is super easy for me. I do love Thanksgiving, but I'd much rather have Halloween. So I'm going to go never celebrate Thanksgiving again. I love Halloween. I love the fall feeling. I love the Halloween movies. I love lighting up my house with little candles and having all the fall colors. And then the kids come for trick-or-treating and they're so cute.
Yeah, it's the best.
It's the best.
Yeah. I mean, Thanksgiving is a wonderful holiday.
Yep.
But it's one day.
Yep.
It's not really like a season.
Halloween's like
Halloween,
a feel.
You get a whole season. You can celebrate all. Scott's giving me dirty looks. Scott's team Thanksgiving.
Scott, do you want to justify why you think this way, or are you just gonna sit and wallow? Either. I will give him my mic. Get in your shot. You have to get in the shot.
I would disagree that it's not that it's its own. I mean, it has its own season because it is like the fall, the end of fall. So you can essentially celebrate it for the entirety of the season.
Scott's a ghost. It's hearing his voice, but you can't see his face, and that's amazing.
We should just put it to Will's camera when he's talking so that you can just pretend like it's Will's.
That's hilarious. Yeah, we should do that. No, you make a valid point.
I've never thought of like Thanksgiving season. Oh, I'm excited for Thanksgiving SZN.
No.
Like after Halloween, I'm like kind of sad because I'm like, well, let's just go ahead and skip to Christmas.
Yes.
Saturday's Halloween, right?
Yep.
So Sunday, I'm watching Home Alone. I'm putting up the Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. I'm getting ready to go. I mean, not really, but like,
yeah.
I'm like, my mind has shifted. And like Thanksgiving, the week before Thanksgiving, you're like, okay, cool. Yeah, I'm thankful, blah, 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 blah. But yeah. Then like it's over.
The thankfulness is always great. But to say that Thanksgiving is better than Halloween is delusional.
It's probably easier for you, Mike. You want to come back?
It is Scott? Easier. You want
to
rebuttal?
I need to put in my two words here. Okay. Well, first off, Halloween, yes, I get there's a lead up to it, but Thanksgiving actually has a built-in long weekend. So Thanksgiving, yes, is that Thursday, but you actually get to enjoy all the leftovers and everything into the weekend.
That's true.
Football, all that kind of stuff. Also, like, I don't know, it's a fall season. I love candles as well.
Okay.
And I don't know, that like it always reminds me of Thanksgiving as opposed to Halloween. Halloween like kicks off Thanksgiving season for me.
Interesting.
I don't know why.
Interesting deduction.
Look at you
Scott.
With your little fall red.
I know with his fall sweater. He's sweater. Ready for Thanksgiving.
Ready for the crisp autumn air.
Okay, so we got two Halloweens and a Thanksgiving. I'll take it. It's fine.
I'm glad that Scott got to speak on behalf of Team Thanksgiving because I'm sure a lot of people watching are Team Thanksgiving.
Right, so. Right. Now there's a lot of different teams you can be on this next question. Would you rather fight a pack of 50 bats, 50 zombies, 50 mummies, 50 witches, 50 ghosts, or 50 trick-or-treaters?
Jeez.
This is a big one. I think we do process of elimination. We can do teamwork on this one. I'm going to go ahead.
I mean, are they like, okay, are they COVID bats? Are they rabies bats? Are they just regular bats?
They're just regular bats.
Bats are scary, but like, I think you could, I don't know. I don't think they're like life threatening.
Okay,
right?
So we have to eliminate
the
most.
Are they trying to kill you? They're trying to kill you. The bats
yeah, they're like
you.
Fighting you. We have to eliminate the most threatening first because we don't want that.
Okay.
We definitely don't want witches.
Yeah, witches, they 100%. Can cast spells and.
100%,
yeah,
you're done.
Don't want to
like hocus pocus, they're turning me into a black cat. I'm sad. It's very sad. They're killing my little sister, turning me into a black cat. I have to live like this for eternity. Until two other kids come and find me and kill the witches. And that's really sad.
I think more like Harry Potter witches, like Bellatrix Lestrange. She could cast, like, I don't know, a Crucio or Avada Kedavra on me, and I'd be a goner.
No, that's pretty scary.
I couldn't fight one Bellatrix Lestrange.
So definitely not witches. I'm going to go ahead and go with you and eliminate bats. I'm seeing a lot of diseases.
You think those are scary?
I'm seeing in comparison to like mummies or zombies.
I think they're sneakily a hard one to fight.
Yes.
Because on its face, you're like, bats, it's like birds. I mean, that's not worse than zombies. But
they've got the aerial advantage, right? Yeah. That's pretty big.
I mean, you've seen the movie Hitchcock, birds like that.
Exactly. And bats are probably more adept than birds are.
And they're just gross. Like, I don't know.
Bats are cute.
If I'm going to go out, like, I'd rather not be killed by bats. You know, just
I think bats are adorable,
no,
but
they're not.
You run, you're going to get bit a lot, okay? They're very, very fast. They've got aerial. They have not only the teeth, but the claws. So it's like you're from all sides. Bats are bad. So we're eliminating bats and witches. You know what? I think the next one is the trick-or-treaters. I think the trick-or-treaters are pretty dangerous.
Now, I think trick-or-treaters is my choice here.
What?
50 ghosts? Like, you have 50 ghosts against you? I mean,
okay, maybe
since they're, like, ethereal, they can't hurt you.
No.
They can only haunt
you. Ghosts can probably hurt you. I would eliminate ghosts
as
well.
They can, like, make books fall on me in my house or something.
No.
Or just torture you to death so, like, you can't sleep at night until you die of sleeplessness.
No, ghosts can, like, stab you and stuff. Like,
ghosts can't stab you. They don't have a body.
What do you mean? If they can move books and stuff, why couldn't they move a knife and stab you?
I don't know.
What are the logistics here?
What are the rules on ghosts?
Have you seen Paranormal Activity?
Although...
Okay. Paranormal Activity is spooky.
I have not seen that.
And those are like evil spirits. They're like demons, but there's also ghosts in them too, right?
The worst part of prison was the Dementors.
It's a good thing we didn't put Dementors on this. I think ghosts definitely out. You don't know what they can do. You don't ever want to have an enemy that you don't know.
I guess.
Trick-or-treaters is definitely... You would never choose trick-or-treaters.
No, I could take 50 trick-or-treaters. I think of all of these things, I would take my chances.
You are kidding me. First of all...
I can outrun kids. So I run, okay. And then when one catches up with me, I give them a roundhouse kick.
I didn't say the age of the trick-or-treaters. Again. People trick-or-treat from like 5 to 15, okay?
Okay.
That's 50. It's 50. That's an assortment.
I could still probably take a 15-year-old.
Okay. 50 of them? Okay, they're fast.
I would spread them out.
They're fast. Kids have crazy... How do you know you're going to spread them out? What if they come at you in a pack?
I would go run through my house and like make them break through a door and be ready for one, and then I'd escape.
Kids are fast. Yeah. They have...
Like a Home Alone situation. I'd booby trap everything.
No. They can bite. They have their little costumes and all the accessories that come with the costumes. Who knows what they got there? They have straight up projectiles with their bags and their candy. You're done for with 50 trick-or-treaters. You're done for with trick-or-treaters. I'm definitely going... I'm thinking mummies, because mummies really don't have anything that they can do to you once they've caught you, for the most part, other than, like, grab
you. Have you seen the mummy?
What does he do when he gets somebody?
He's got all kinds of weird magic and stuff, and he, like, conjures up sandstorms and has beetles come attack you.
Then maybe I'm going zombies.
I don't know. Yeah, zombies are just dumb. That's the only advantage.
Zombies are dumb and they're slow.
They're slow and dumb. But then you can't kill them.
50 trick-or-treaters are like fast zombies.
But they're alive.
They're
at
like
least
faster.
You can kill them.
They have more energy. They'll bite you. That's like a straight up zombie, but just.
Look, if I find a gun, I take out like 12 of them right there, 16 of them.
Oh my God. The trick-or-treaters?
Yeah.
With a gun?
Yeah. If it's me or them.
Oh my gosh.
If you have an extra ammo,
you can do that with zombies too. You just shoot them in the head.
No, but yeah, you've seen Walking Dead. They don't die just from one headshot.
I'm going zombies. I'm definitely going zombies.
They just keep coming after you.
Scott, what do you think? Zombies or trick-or-treaters?
I don't know. So I guess we have to delineate exactly what type of bats, what type of zombies, what type of mummies, witches. Yeah, I agree with you that I think of Hogwarts, so I don't think any of us would have a chance. I don't know. Trick-or-treaters, I kind of agree. You just steal a couple of their sacks of candy and just use them as like a battering ram. I don't know. Yeah. You know, I feel like you have the best chance there.
Trick-or-treaters. Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever. You guys are going to die.
Good luck against your zombies.
When this actually comes to fruition, you guys are dead. Anyways. Okay. Now we're on to our next Halloween game.
We should have had vampires in there.
We have vampires on this next one, but heck no, I don't want to fight 50 vampires. You're dead immediately.
That's the worst one.
Literally immediately. I don't know if that's worse than witches, but you're dead. There's there's no chance. You have no chance.
What if you just, I don't know, hide during night and then you're only out in the day? And you get lots of garlic and rub it all over yourself.
But you have to sleep at some point, and then they can come and get you. And they have super smell, right? Because they can smell the garlic and stuff, they know.
Yeah, but they don't want to come near.
They have super
garlic,
scent,
right?
They have super strength, they have super speed. A lot of them have superpowers, so they can read minds and stuff.
Well,
you definitely
don't
want.
You would just
get
seduced by a vampire anyway, and be like, "Oh, Mr. Edward."
Oh, I am Team Edward. That might work for me. For the female, that might work. But there's 50 of them. I can't account for all 50. You know, I can't.
But do vampires kill you, or they just turn you into a vampire?
They kill you. Oh. You can be, so if a vampire. Okay, we're gonna get into the logistics of vampires, right? If a vampire bites you and they suck all your blood, you're dead. If a vampire bites you and leaves your blood, you turn into a vampire.
Oh,
there you go. So you just got it. It's just wishful thinking. But yeah, definitely not vampires.
Well, the official rule book on that stuff.
I like how we take these would you rathers very seriously.
Well, this is a very instructive Halloween episode.
It is.
The history of Halloween. We're debating what's the worst Halloween creature to be killed by or fight. It's instructive.
It is instructive. And now we're going to do something even better. Here's our game for our Halloween episode. Can we make it offensive? Halloween costume edition.
Oh, no.
We're going to show some popular Halloween
edition.
Costumes.
It's edition.
I totally wrote edition.
It's fine. It's forgivable. You can just go to the next slide.
Let me fix it.
She wants to fix it.
I'll fix it so we can edit it.
I'm sure that wasn't a conscious error.
It was
a typo.
It is a subconscious error.
Between.
Oh my gosh, I don't know where to.
I misspell words because I say them in my head out loud.
Which ones I've done it on is the word here. I do it all the time because I like just type it in my phone on Instagram and then it immediately, like I immediately think of here no matter what.
It's like when you pick me up for lunch and you're like, H-E-A-R, Taylor.
Yeah. Anyways, that hasn't happened, but it's fixed. We're cutting this. Scott, if you don't cut this, you're fired. You're dead. I will sick 50 bats on you. Okay. Can we make it offensive? Oh, wait. Hold on. What did I say? Now we're going to do something even better. We're playing a game we've come up with called Can We Make It Offensive? Halloween Costume Edition. Okay, guys, are you ready? These are some classic Halloween costumes. We're going to try and see if we can act as the left today and find a way to make these offensive. Number one, Wonder Woman. Immediately off the gate, she's too American. Immediately too American. That's super offensive. I'm seeing a lot of white supremacy. The fact that you're wearing a wig instead of your actual hair is cultural appropriation. There's a lot of things wrong with Wonder Woman. That's my leftist take.
Yeah, well, also, is this... this is not a trans person. So what even is a woman? Women are erased now.
That's
and
good.
We don't even have a definition for what it means to be a woman besides someone who identifies as a woman. So why are we normalizing a certain feminine look or body type or appearance? Or why are we saying that people who menstruate are women?
Why is it not Wonder Person?
Yeah, exactly.
My goodness.
Wonder birthing person.
Yeah, and the outfit is very, very sexual. Are we in the culture of sexualizing women right now? I think this is very wrong. This is very wrong.
Yeah, this is just horrendously offensive. So
easy.
Wonder Woman canceled.
Let's see if we can make it harder. Canceled. Boom. Witch. This one's a little bit more difficult. I think witches are used.
Some music going in this.
Oh yeah.
I mean, this is kind of like not spooky music, but
it's not necessarily spooky, but I'm into it.
It's kind of a jam.
Okay. Let's think about witches. I'm gonna think. Witches are used to characterize women as being evil sort of shrews. The characterization of witches is just really harmful to the radical feminist movement. Why is it always an evil woman who's a witch? I very seldomly see good witches in any sort of Halloween movie. Hocus Pocus did it with the three witches. It's very harmful towards women.
Yeah, why do we have to confine women to be witches? I mean, other magical people are known as wizards, and why did we have to create a separate category? It's like we call female actresses actors now.
Right.
So why do we call female witches wizards? We don't need a different word. We need to seize back the main word.
It's patriarchy.
From the men.
It is straight up patriarchy. Next.
This is a female wizard.
Female wizard. A female warlock.
Yeah.
Next one, the Joker. This one's tough.
Well, as we know now, comedy is canceled because you're not allowed to tell jokes about oppressed minority groups.
Oh, okay.
And so the Joker can't tell jokes anymore about trans people.
Oh, that's sort of a Dave Chappelle angle.
Exactly. He's canceled like Dave Chappelle.
I'm going to go with actually what is a true politicized version of the Joker. People came out against this movie because it said it glorified the incel. So anybody who dressed up the Joker is glorifying the incel, pushing the incel narrative, the white supremacist narrative, fighting against the Chads and the Stacys here in America. Yeah.
About the Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix. They said it was incel.
They thought that with everything happening was just like, it was just a little bit too much, especially for like a white man to go on like a killing spree and like incite riots and all this stuff. They thought it was a political statement that was damaging for viewers to watch. So yeah, that's my take.
It's like anything besides a woke movie that they just write purely as propaganda to say, oh, look, we made gay people kiss and we have one person from every possible race besides white males. This is a great movie now. It's like if you just make a good movie that has a good story and whatever, it's a good piece of art.
Yeah.
No, that's
evil.
It's going to be offensive.
Yep. It's white supremacist. It's bigoted. It's discriminatory. That's exactly what Joker is. It's not just a sad tale of a poor, poor man who chooses to descend into evil. It is white supremacy. The white face of white supremacy. A vampire.
Why did you pick a kid picture for this?
I don't know. I just looked up generic vampire costume and this is what popped up.
Vampires prey upon women. and perpetuate a culture of toxic masculinity and predators.
But there's female vampires.
Yeah, but the men are known for seducing the women.
Oh, okay.
The male vampires. And so they're toxically masculine.
Okay, I have to think about this. Okay, vampires are a sign of evil, and they die when put in the white sunlight, and they thrive in the darkness, in the black darkness. Why is it that evil thrives in the black darkness, huh? Sounds really, really racist. And why is whiteness, why is white light the only thing that vanquishes the evil that is a vampire?
Oh, that's good.
It's pretty racist.
We forgot to be voting on who got the better one.
Oh, no, we didn't. It's okay. It's okay. You guys can vote down below.
Amala won that one.
The comments that have the highest like, you can put Amala and Taylor, whichever one has the highest like underneath this video is the winner of the Halloween costume. Can we make it offensive? Vampires. What's after vampires? Cheerleaders. A very common costume. Why are cheerleaders offensive? First of all, sexualization of women.
Yeah.
Immediately it's anti-feminist. But let's think outside of that.
Okay.
This is difficult.
They lead cheers.
Mm-hmm.
And we shouldn't be leading celebrations of our culture and cultural institutions such as sports.
Okay.
Because that's upholding a system of privileged white men, and we need to dismantle it. So we should have protest leaders, not cheerleaders.
I'm going to say, why aren't cheerleaders actually out there playing the sports? Why are they the little women, the little subjugated women who just have to cheer on while the men do the men things? And they're just there to be seen and looked at and to cheer on men while they play their sports, and they're not allowed on the field to play the sports. So inherently, it's anti-feminist, and we're just using women to support men, which is very, very patriarchal.
There are male cheerleaders, though.
Darn it!
Which I find kind of disgraceful.
There is
Will's not here to say it, but
Will would say it.
That's
not okay. I'm okay with a male cheerleader because they do like the little stunts and stuff, and men can pick up the women and do all that. It's very difficult for females to lift somebody up like that, and men are very good at it, so they're like good for the stunts and things. Well, now I have to rethink why this is offensive.
Well. I don't know. Or we can just move on.
Or we can just move on.
I don't want to get in trouble here, but.
Next one.
If that's your thing, good on you, I guess.
Pirate. Pirates. What do pirates do? They get in their ships, they go over to charted or uncharted lands, and they steal from the people who have already been living there. It's very reminiscent of colonialism. I think pirates are just conquistadors, basically, getting in their ships, attributing to this this transatlantic colonialism, going across to other countries and stealing from the people who live there. Super racist.
I think an argument could be made, though, that pirates were anti-colonial because a lot of the ships that they attacked were those of the colonizers.
Gosh darn it, Taylor. Let me have something.
Yeah, they'd steal the gold that the colonizers were stealing from the people. So I guess they're no better, but they're kind of just like the bottom feeders of the barnacles.
So why are they offensive?
Colonialism. Why are they offensive? I don't know.
Didn't Johnny Depp have dreadlocks?
Yes.
In Pirates of the Caribbean? Cultural appropriation.
There you go.
Immediately. I have to like really scrounge in my brain.
We'll give you the points for like digging deeper.
Right. For going past the criticism and still finding a way to make it offensive. Let's do another one. Cop. Okay, this one's so easy. Come on now.
I mean.
Come on now. Defund the police. How dare they try to protect citizens? How dare you dress up as something that is so triggering to the black community? What if I see you on Halloween and I think you're an actual cop?
Unless the cops are enforcing vax passports. Then they're good guys.
And they if he like knocks on the door and he's like,
back the blue.
Vax guard, please.
Yeah.
Just like, please take all the candy. Take all the candy. This is amazing. I think it's just triggering to see a cop walking around. You don't know if he's a real cop or a fake cop. The threat is imminent. Totally offensive.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. It is funny though now because we've seen like the tyrannical police in Australia and like the left supports people who enforce their mandates and ideas. But they're very critical of police who just do their job to uphold safety in the community and dispassionately go after criminals. So
perfect. I'm offended.
Yeah.
Last one here. Nurse. How do we make a nurse? Okay, first of all, nursing is a very serious job. How dare you put a sexualized outfit on a woman who is portraying a nurse, somebody who saves lives on a day-to-day basis? That's immediate.
100%.
Any other offensive ways that we can view this costume?
Well, lots of nurses also refused to get the jab.
Uh-huh.
And so their existence can be triggering for people who have comorbidities and are afraid of getting COVID.
Beautiful. Who won this game? I have no idea.
I think you won. I didn't bring my A game today.
You didn't bring your A game today. Yeah. Little lackluster. Yeah. But yeah, that's our Can We Make This Offensive Halloween edition. And yeah, I guess I'm the self-proclaimed winner and the Taylor proclaimed winner as well. We have one more segment on our Halloween edition of Will and Amla Live, and that is, what are your favorite Halloween movies? Now's the time to give out the recommendations for people to watch Halloween movies this weekend. I want you to give the movie that you watch or the movies that you watch and give your rating of the movie. Why is it a good movie? Why should people be watching it on their Halloween weekend? I have a lot.
You have a lot?
I have a lot. There's a lot of good Halloween movies.
I don't like scary movies in general, so I'm just going to have to go with Harry Potter.
Okay.
Any of them. My favorite Harry Potter is probably, it's either The Prisoner of Azkaban or The Goblet of Fire.
Fair enough.
And do I need to say why? I mean, why they're so great. They're just, you know, the Harry Potter movies get progressively darker and more serious as they go on and more age, you know, older, I guess. And three and four are like in the sweet spot of, like, first of all, they're beautifully directed and written and made and everything, but they hit the sweet spot of, like, there's enough like lightheartedness in it to where it's like still a fun watch, but there's enough seriousness in it to be like, this is a great story. Whereas like the later ones are kind of just like depressing and they're like longer and I haven't seen it, so I can't commentate
on this.
You haven't seen any Harry Potter? Amla, you haven't seen Lord of the Rings. Haven't
I know.
Seen Harry Potter.
As soon as I can subject you to Twilight, you can subject me to Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter.
Ugh.
That's totally fine.
All right. Well,
it's a fair trade.
You have a lot more work to do than me. So.
I'm going to end this by going on my Halloween movie rant, okay? I take Halloween movies very, very seriously. Not necessarily scary ones. More like the Disney era, although some of them are scary. First of all, the Halloween Town series. You can't go through a Halloween season. You can't go through the month of October, Spooktober, without watching all the Halloween Towns from the 1990s Disney.
My wife introduced me to Halloween Town last year.
It's amazing.
And it was nice. It gets you in the mood, for sure. But, I mean, gets you in the Halloween spirit is what I mean. Maybe you're trying to watch Halloween Town tonight.
Oh my gosh.
No, it was nice, but I don't know. We haven't watched it this year yet. I need to.
Okay, here's my next one. Interview with a Vampire. This is an adult movie. It's got Brad Pitt in it. It's got Tom Cruise in it. It's all about vampires and how they've, come to be. It's about a family of vampires. Great adult Halloween movie. Little scary, more of a psychological thriller on that one.
I've never heard of this. Or maybe I have, but it does not ring a bell, and I definitely haven't seen it.
You need to watch it. It's an older movie. I believe it's also from the 90s. Interview with a Vampire, great one. The Little Vampire. This one's a Disney classic. So good. The boy from Stuart Little's in it. Super cute. I remember having such a crush on the actual vampire kid when I watched this as a kid. I was like, oh my gosh, he's so cute.
Have you seen Will's like Boy Scout picture? He looks just like that kid.
Oh, does he?
From Stuart Little.
Oh, and Stuart Little? Okay. Yeah. I didn't have a crush on the Stuart Little kid. I had a crush on the vampire kid, just so you got your little Will and Amla shippers in the comments. Don't get carried away. So that movie... M. Night Shyamalan's really good, great guy to get back to. The Village, which I talked about earlier this week on the podcast. Great movie, good cinematography, good fall feelings. His movie Split, another psychological thriller, good for Halloween. I have a lot of Halloween ones.
I see that. What's your feelings on Hocus Pocus?
Love Hocus Pocus.
Really?
Hocus Pocus is fantastic. I just watched it with a bunch of girls from PragerU like a couple weeks ago. We did a little Halloween day. Had some pizza and cookies.
I just watched the a couple weeks ago. This Jack Nicholson movie from the 80s. Uh-huh. It's got like Cher in it and I forget who else, but I think Michelle Pfeiffer or something. But it was called The Witches of Eastwick.
Right.
It was terrible.
You did tell me that it was terrible.
It was a terrible movie. I could not believe how just like weird and awful it was. So yikes. I think I'm scarred from like going out of my comfort zone on Halloween movies. I was like, oh, surely I can go watch another, you know, Halloween movie from the old days. And this was a terrible experience. So I will have to take some of your recommendations, maybe.
Yes, you will. I have two more, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. She's still not done.
Because this is my season. If I don't get this out now, I'll never be able to say it on the show again. Number one, a one that I watch every single year from my childhood, Double Double Toil and Trouble, featuring the Olsen twins. It's a killer Halloween movie that everybody should watch. And two, if you're a musical fan out there, Little Shop of Horrors, which Taylor watched.
I did.
And
I watched he appreciated it for the first time.
And he liked it.
Seymour.
Feed me, Seymour. So yeah.
It was weird, but
it's a weird one. All right. It's a cult classic.
Yeah,
so if
I love
you guys,
Rick Moranis.
Yeah, if you like
have
cult
you seen
classics.
Spaceballs?
I think I have.
Like one of my favorite cult comedy movies. John Candy's in it too. Rick Moranis. Anyways.
Which reminds me of another Heathers, 1980s movie. Another cult classic. Not necessarily a Halloween movie, but great for Halloween. Anyways, guys.
Amala is very cultured for a 21-year-old. She's seen many more movies.
I've seen a bunch of movies. I wish Will was here to appreciate how many movies I just listed, because he always gets on this show and says I don't watch movies. I can give you movies for every time of year, guys. Maybe I'll come out with like a blog where I put on my favorite movies for that week. Anyways, guys, that's our show for today. Our Spooktober Halloween edition of Will and Amala Live. Thank you guys so much for watching. Please like, subscribe, leave a comment down below about your favorite part of the show. What are your favorite Halloween movies? Was 2020 or 2021 a scarier year for you and your family and your loved ones? Let us know down below. If you'd like to listen to us, you can go to Google Play, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review so that everybody knows that you love the show. Also, we have a survey we're putting down in the description. We need you to fill it out or I will be killed by Mike Myers.
You will be attacked by a pack of bats.
Yes.
And zombies.
By 50 trick-or-treaters.
if you don't fill out the survey, 50 trick-or-treaters will show up your home trying to murder you.
That is exactly right. So fill out the survey down below. It really does help us out. Let us know what you love about the show, what you hate about the show, and your general comments. We might read them on our show, and you may be featured. Thank you guys so much for watching. Have a happy, happy, spooky, spooky Halloween, and we will see you next week, and we'll all three be on the show next week, so that'll be cool.
Oh, and watch our Halloween skit that we did. We didn't get to play that today.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we made an Office parody Halloween skit last year that I put on the docket today, but we did not get to it. So, links in the comments. Check that out. Somebody very clever and smart and funny wrote some of the jokes.
Yes.
And Will did a great job acting.
I think his name was Sailor or something like that.
Yeah, someone like that.
Something
Sailor
like that.
Strandall.
Sailor Strandall. Thank you guys for watching. We will see you next week on Monday. Bye, guys.